Federal investigators now think that an error by the co-pilot may have caused a Virgin Galactic rocket to explode last Friday. On CNN this morning, Virgin Group CEO Richard Branson wouldn't comment on what went wrong, but said he still plans to make it into space someday as a passenger.
We will finish building the next spaceship. We will learn from what happened to the first spaceship. We will test it many, many times before we go with, you know, many test pilots flying it. And then I will go.
So some optimism from Richard Branson there. Of course, the co-pilot did die in that explosion and the pilot was injured. The accident came in the same week that a rocket privately developed for NASA exploded on the launch pad. We heard about that in Virginia. Joining us on the line is Andy Pastor, who covers aviation for The Wall Street Journal. Andy, welcome back.
Nice to be there.
And I want to ask you first about what this means for the future of the private space industry. And let's listen here to Charlie Bolden, the administrator of NASA. We spoke to him just this past August, and here's what he said about the move toward private sector involvement in the space program.
We are leading the way. NASA has demonstrated that U.S. industry is reliable, dependable, and in fact, in relative terms, cheap. Compared to what it cost us to maintain the infrastructure to do it all ourselves. And we now have a viable, dependable commercial capability to get cargo to space, and we're on the verge of having that same capability to get our human, our astronauts to space.
Andy, are those plans going off the rails now because of these accidents?
Well, so we have to talk about two different things. In terms of NASA's plans, I think the effort to get commercial rockets and spacecraft to take cargo and astronauts into orbit, those are proceeding, and the launch failure that you refer to is a setback, but I think it's a temporary one, and I think that NASA is committed and the industry is committed to providing those services to the space station. But when you talk about space tourism or other kinds of space activities, that's a much different arena, and I think there we're really talking about experimental designs, we're talking about much greater risk, and we're talking about a whole new arena that really nobody knows what will happen, and I think that the Virgin Galactic accident significantly retards those efforts. The pace and the scale of them are bound to be reduced as a result.
And if it was indeed a co-pilot error in the case of the explosion on Friday, does that change the dynamic? Does that change what this means for the private space industry?
Well, I think in some ways it's relatively good news for Sir Richard Branson and Virgin Galactic because it was a mistake. On the other hand, the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation is going to be quite broad, and they're going to be looking at a variety of things, pilot training, the design of the spacecraft, the safety culture of the company, and really the whole oversight by management. And so I think those inquiries are bound to produce some criticism and are bound to produce some recommendations. So I think on balance, what we're going to see is a really serious scrub of his whole company. And unfortunately, I don't think it'll be all good news. So it's going to be more difficult for him, I think, to persevere.
And do you expect more government regulation of the private space industry?
That's been a major point of contention between proponents of the so-called new space and those who'd want to see more oversight by the government. I think for the time being, there's some legislation preventing that at least until the late 2015. I don't think we're going to see a huge upsurge of regulation, but what I do think is that there's a committed, passionate group of people willing to pay big bucks to go to space, and that will remain. But if for it to get ever beyond that, to become a real industry, a really broad-based industry, that still remains to be seen. And I think this accident really hurts that effort.
Andy Pastor, reporter with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome.